proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series relating to the end times war against Gog and Magog, as described in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Once again, after God brought the Jewish people back to their homeland, Israel will face a latter-day invasion spearheaded by various nations. In Ezekiel chapter 38, God exclaimed, quote, "Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be our guard unto them," unquote. This verse, addressed to Israel's antagonists, implied that they had made extensive prior arrangements for their intended invasion of Israel. The Hebrew word rendered as guard, mishomer, sometimes referred to a watchman. It did so in the fourth chapter of Nehemiah, for example. Therefore, the phrase, "be thou a guard unto them," might allude not to the residents of Israel, but to Gog's allies, in the sense of Gog serving as some sort of a protector over the forces of his partners. God continued saying that, quote, "After many days thou shalt be visited," unquote. The Hebrew verb fakad, translated as visited, sometimes denoted the imposition of divine castigation. According to Jeremiah chapter 44, for example, God declared that, quote, "I will punish," pakad, "I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished," pakad, "punished Jerusalem," unquote. The 38th chapter of Ezekiel set the stage for the impending incursion by Gog and his allies. Quote, "In the latter days thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel which have been laid always waste," unquote. Over the course of centuries, the Jewish land has known its share of warfare. Invading armies from Israel's north, Israel's east, and Israel's south have repeatedly passed over that land. Toward the end times, though, Israel will experience peace, at least for a while. God indicated that when Gog and his allies invade, the Jewish people will have resettled in their ancestral homelands. At the present time, though, a majority of the Jewish people live outside of the borders of Israel. But in the latter days, that circumstance will change. According to Ezekiel chapter 38, Israel will be, quote, "brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them," unquote. God promised to bring the Jewish people back to their homeland of Israel, and to never again uproot them. He will also provide for them the security which Jewish people in Israel have longed for years, because God himself will protect the nation from their enemies. In the final verses of the 9th chapter of Amos, God promised the Jews, quote, "I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God," unquote. Therefore, the latter days will find the Jewish people relocated back to Israel. They will enjoy a period of peace. Yet, God had a final test to put them through. He would allow invaders to enter into their land and attack them. Why? God wanted to teach Israel to put their trust, not in their own military prowess, but in Him. As the psalmist wrote, "It is better to put confidence in the Lord than to trust in man. And it is better to put confidence in the Lord than to trust in princes." This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.